This is Scott Steigerwall. Welcome to the Bird Creek Farms Growing for a Better Life podcast. Bird Creek Farms and the future brewery at Bird Creek Farms are located in the beautiful village of Port Austin at the very tip of Michigan's thumb, 282 Grindstone Road, Port Austin, Michigan. Hello. It's May 1st, and it's a beautiful day here in Port Austin. The sun's out. There's just the slightest wisp of fluffy white clouds in the sky, and the wind has died down. The lake looks like the Caribbean. There's a lot of dark blue and turquoise in the water, and it's a big change since just a few weeks ago when the lake was littered with icebergs, and it was the coldest winter we've had up here in Port Austin in many, many years. And while it was great for the snowmobilers, the folks that liked the warm were in trouble because warm was nothing we had at all. If you would like to see how severe the winter was, you can go to the YouTube website on the internet and check out Ice Breakup on Lake Huron 2014. And it will show you in the middle of April how the icebergs are just finally breaking up and give you a good view of Flat Rock and Flat Rock Point and Turnip Rock, and it's really a beautiful sight to see. But the purpose of our podcast isn't the weather report or the lake levels. It's to talk about all the exciting things that are happening up here in Port Austin and specifically what it is that we're doing at Bird Creek Farms. It was 1 year ago today when Beth and I purchased the old Knoblauch Farm on Grindstone Road, May 1st, so it's our 1 year anniversary of the day we purchased the farm. And since then, a lot has happened. Initially, we wanted to grow the organic produce that we were using on our food truck down in Detroit called Ned's Travel Burger. And that was the initial impetus of starting the farm. But we've gotten ourselves deep into a lot of different farming practices. And that's why the name of the place is called Bird Creek Farms. There's actually about five different farming practices going on right now, or at least some are starting, some are beginning. The initial plan, as I mentioned, was to grow organic vegetables in the hoop houses that we collaborated with the USDA to get a grant to help us get started. And Michael Dascom down at the Extension and Bad Axe was very helpful in getting that to happen for us. And I should mention that as soon as we purchased the farm, Tommy Howe and I went down to the folks in organic farmers are interesting because they really collaborate and share all their practices with one another. It's the first industry I've been involved in where there's such an incredible openness to being better. And it's actually very refreshing. I grew up in the technology business where we're all hiding from one another what it is that we are doing for our competitive advantage. And in the organic world, there's so much opportunity that all the farmers share and share alike. And we got our first education by planting 900 onions at White Pine Farms, our first organic farm that we visited in North Branch, Michigan. And Dale and his lovely wife were just so beautiful and open-armed and open-minded about helping us that we owe them a lot of credit. In fact, the reason that we're hooked up with the people from Hortmark and KPAC, you know, the folks down there, Ken Day and Dave and Corey, they provide us our hoop house, but it's because the kind folks at the White Pine Farms referred us there, and we owe them a lot of credit for eliminating a lot of mistakes. We had driven up there with piles of white PVC pipe and angles and corners, and we've now learned that PVC pipe is maybe good for one or two seasons, but if you want to be serious about organic farming, you have to prepare the proper infrastructure so you're not wasting money that you have to replace later down the road. And thank you, Dale, for that tip. The organic methods that we use in the hoop house are learned from one of the seminal leaders in the organic movement. His name is Elliot Coleman, and he's a farmer out east. And Tommy Howe has been following his practice for years on the various farms he's worked at. And that's one of the folks that we rely on to, you know, to try and do it right the first time. The second practice that we implemented last year in the summertime in August was the formal USDA transition to organic. It takes a full 4 years to get certified as an organic farm, and the first step is to remediate the soil so that all of the glyphosate and other chemicals that were embedded in the soil from years of factory farming practices can get leached out and you have good soil in which to grow your organic produce. You know, I thought I'd take a minute and just talk a little bit about how important neighbors are. You know, I've never farmed before, and I was lucky to purchase a John Deere tractor a few years ago, kind of on a lark, but it was a very, very good deal, and I've been very happy with that green machine. It's done lots and lots of good stuff for us, even before we bought the farm. But my friend Todd Clancy is an invaluable resource on connecting me with the right people here in the community, and quite frankly, without him, I don't think the farm would be going at all. But the people that helped us, Brian Wall and Chris Kukovich and Steve Koroleski, all had various roles in making it happen. Chris is recognized as one of the best alfalfa farmers in the area, and he was super kind in helping me figure out the right way to get started. And I think that Todd connected me with Koroleski because they have a business called the Koroleski No-Till Drill, and that certainly saved me a ton of time. And Brian Wall actually helped drive my tractor because he's got a lot of experience making that happen. And so all the different folks that were instrumental in getting that alfalfa planted, I couldn't have done it myself. I really had no clue what I was doing. And so as a community comes together and helps one another, it's fun to be part of it, and it's really cool to see it unfold. The third farming practice that we've implemented at the farm happened earlier this year, and we're following Joel Salatin's Pastured Poultry Profits book to raise our organic chickens. We now have organic chickens and eggs that are available for our community-supported agriculture customers, and they're absolutely delicious. The orange yolks that you see in an organic egg and the kind of taste that you get from an organic chicken just cannot be compared with the kind of birds that you're getting in a grocery store. And we're very proud of our chickens and hope that you'll get a chance to try them. If you would like to get a hold of some of our chickens or eggs, I encourage you to contact Brent Saley via our Facebook page. Brent came to us from the UP last summer, and he's been invaluable in helping us getting our chicken program started here. So contact Brent via the Facebook page and get yourself some delicious chicken. Our fourth organic practice is referred to as square foot gardening and was popularized by a fella by the name of Mel Bartholomew. If you come to the farm, we'll show you the actual device that we do this square foot gardening in. It's a little bit different than his practice, but it's beautiful, and it's designed to let anyone from the age of 6 to 90 do a little bit of organic farming and growing herbs and vegetables in your backyard or on your patio or on your porch there at your condominium is something that we can help you make happen. And it's just really wonderful watching the stuff grow. So that's the fourth practice, Mel Bartholomew's Square Foot Gardening. Our fifth organic practice is possibly the most exciting one yet. It is developed by a young farmer in Quebec by the name of Jean-Martin Fortier. He claims to be able to sell $140,000 a year in organic vegetable product on 1.5 acres at a 45% gross profit margin. If this is possible, then we have the makings of a wonderful new business for young people to get into the industry of organic farming and have a wonderful life and do great things for the land and for themselves and for all the folks to get a chance to eat their veggies. Well, that's a start. It's not a very long podcast. We hope to have interviews and other areas of interest covered in our subsequent podcast shows. But for today, I think I'll just close with a couple of events that are happening here in Port Austin. We all hope you start coming on up for the Saturday Port Austin Farmers Market. You can find our Bird Creek Farms produce there. You can also find lovely stuff from Emke's Farms and many of the other folks that grow here in the Thumb. Subsequent to that, now it happens every Saturday morning here in Port Austin, but subsequent to that, in years past, Chris Boyle, the owner of the kayak shop, has sponsored a Detroit Up North weekend, and he'll be participating in the same, but this year Bird Creek Farms is offering anyone willing to give us 2 hours of hard labor to help clean up the creek and the watershed that Bird Creek runs through on Bird Creek Farms. We'd love to share our home-brewed beer with you that evening. Also, Dean from the Clean Green Bean and Laundry there in downtown Port Austin has suggested that he'd be willing to share his coffee with you folks for anyone that's also willing to help. We're hoping to have a new young man that's recently moved to the area and works for Dow to talk about water quality and what we can do to be better stewards of our amazing fresh water here in the Great Lakes. And we're hoping to have him do a talk the morning of that Saturday, which I believe is the 7th. So please mark your calendar, June 6th, 7th, 8th. And join us at Bird Creek Farms for Detroit Up North. We are looking for input on future topics for the podcast here at Bird Creek Farms, and we're thinking that topics could include nutrition, food labeling, government and agribusiness, possibly book reviews, including the books Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, Food Inc., Seeds of Deception, Fast Food Nation, or other topics that you might want to have us cover to find interesting facts about our food supply, healthy eating, and organic farming. In the future, you'll be able to reach us at www.birdcreekfarms.com. But until the website is ready, please just check us out on Facebook. This podcast is funded in part by Clancy & Sons Excavating, the Port Austin Market, Casey Bruce at Austin Toski Realty, and Todd Gordon at Thumbwell Drilling.